Hey, football fans, BetMGM is giving you the chance to win up to $250,000 in bonus bets. It's all part of BetMGM's longest touchdown jackpot, where you'll be able to split the grand prize with anyone else who bet on the longest touchdown of the week. Log into your BetMGM account today and opt into the promo. Then, place an anytime touchdown wager of $10 or more on the player of your choice up to one player per game. If your player scores the longest touchdown of the week, you'll win a share of the $250,000. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 plus only. This U.S. promotional offer is not available in Mississippi, New York, Nevada, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. For New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. For Arizona, 1-800-NEXT-STEP. For Massachusetts, 1-800-327-5050. For Iowa, 1-800-BETS-OFF. For Puerto Rico, 1-800-981-0023. Subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are unrestricted bonus dollars that expire in 7 days. In partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel.
The NFL playoffs are better with FanDuel because right now new customers can bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. FanDuel, an official sportsbook partner of the NFL. 21 plus and present in select states. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets which expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
What up, Jay Foreman, Austin Orman? We'll table that Aaron Glenn story. Aaron was a good dude. I'm happy for him, man. I'm happy for him to get a chance, and then he's done it the right way. And got a ton of respect for him. I have to go out there and check him out in Gotham City. He better not try big time, you know.
He wouldn't dare. He wouldn't do that to you.
No, I'll roll up on it a little butt.
What you do is you use your Giants connections there. Get you up there.
No, I'm just happens to I'm gonna stalker call over there.
Okay.
He cool though. Once he got Detroit, we exchanged some texts. He's a good dude. He's a good dude, man. So, you know, NFL draft coming up, man. It's a unique time in some of these guys that used to play at Nebraska's, you know, life, and they'll never forget it. I'm looking out the window now. It's a lot of wondering what if. And as much as you know that you were good and kind of comfortable here, but definitely motivated to get to the point that you're at some of these all-star games and stuff like that, you still wonder because you're always like, well, I know I'm good, but do they really respect my game? And how many other defensive tackles or whatever linebackers are out there? So you got to make sure that you always just continue to focus and every day is a work day. And it's not just one workout a day, it's 2-3 workouts a day. It's constantly just staying focused on putting your best foot forward to get in front of all these GMs and all that, and hopefully your name gets called. It's going to be a lot of ups and downs. They're going to tell you that you ain't good more times than they tell you that you're good. It's the weirdest thing.
They like you. They're going to pick you. They're going to draft you. They're not that good.
They focus on everything that you can't do. There's only a few teams that focus on what you can't do. And sometimes they just draft guys because they need a particular position. And they feel like they have to spend a first-round pick on it. Or they don't think anybody in the second or third rounds are worthy of waiting for it. And they just that's how you see a lot of busts.
So, okay, GM Jay Foreman, obviously, team-by-team basis. Let's just put you in charge of, say, the Houston Texans for the next
year. Offensive lineman.
Okay, but what traits are you looking for? Your top three traits, regardless of
you
position.
You know what I'm taking if I'm
what
Houston?
Traits? What are you looking
I'm
for?
I'm taking Will Campbell. I like it because he's nasty.
Southern boy.
He's got an attitude. He has position versatility. We got our left tackle in Tunzel. I feel good decently about our center. He could start out at right tackle for me because they say his arms are too short, which is stupid, but he's got quick feet. But then also he has position versatility. In a year or two, we can put him in a guard, and he can run, plays a good leverage, and he comes from LSU, which generally has pretty tough offensive linemen. So I want that. I want a guy with an attitude.
Okay, second round. Get CJ another weapon, go somewhere.
I would say another receiver. I'm always going to help CJ out. I'm going to get another receiver. So I like Collins. I like Dell, but he's probably might not be back. Now,
you like Schultz.
I like Schultz. And I don't think, and if there, say if we can trade up and get Loveland, I'm taking him.
Ooh, interesting.
I'm taking him. Okay. I like him. And now, I don't know if maybe first round, but I'm taking him high second round. I like him, but I want another receiver. Then I want a tight end, and then I'm going back to another lineman. I like our defense. I like our youth, our depth on defense. Then I'm going to try to maybe trade up from the lower rounds to get more like mid-round draft picks, and that's where I'm going to really – I'm trying to be done with our draft by the fifth round. I'll trade a future fifth-round pick or a sixth-round pick or multiple picks to get some guys that I might like on the defensive end. I'm trying to accumulate young, big talent in the interior line, and especially on the offensive line. I am protecting my franchise quarterback. I have a franchise defensive end. I have a franchise offseason in Hunter, Danielle Hunter, as far as like a defensive end. We got our end state. We have a really good defensive tackle group. We got young and fast and under good contract linebackers. We got Stingley as a number one corner. We feel great with our safety play because they play multiple safeties. Yeah. I like our defense, and we have a defensive head coach. I'm definitely going interior or going offensive line.
That's all good for 15 out of 17 games a year.
That's fine. We'll still win the South again. You know you ain't beating us, Austin. I mean, you might as well just go
we'll
ahead.
We'll see about that.
It's all good, man.
You weren't happy when you heard Lou Anarumo was coming to Indy.
I was not.
You weren't thrilled.
And I'm not. That tells me all I need to know. And I'm not excited that they're actually helping out Anthony Richardson, according to Mel Kiper.
That's your other boy, Josh Allen, his coach, helping out.
Yeah?
Yeah.
That's
you have him to blame.
No, we're good. We're good. But just because Anthony Richardson is going to see Mr. Miyagi doesn't mean that he's going to get the same results. He's going to get better.
He'll get better results.
He's going to be better. But
did you see the Bills have only turned the ball over on 4.2 of their possessions
this
year?
Why are you jinxing us?
Because it's incredible.
Because that's who we are.
Think about Josh Allen's reputation coming out of college, that's and then they had the fewest turnovers in the NFL. Think about that transformation.
I know.
It's incredible. Because that's all I'm trying to say.
That's cyber. He's coming.
Yeah.
He's coming to Kansas City in a few days to kick that butt. You about to see something. I'm telling you, Kansas City fans, this ain't the Josh Allen from last year. You getting this dude this year. Mm-hmm. This isn't Lamar Jackson that sphincters gets tight. Oh, no. He's coming with a purpose, and he's bringing his boys with him, too.
We've had the Lamar conversation a few times, but I do think it is telling that the conversation out of these locker rooms is, we will let Lamar beat us, but take away Derrick Henry.
Mm-hmm.
That is the biggest statement you can make about a team like
Baltimore. I sat there and talked to DP, told him, ain't nobody scared of Derrick Henry in the playoffs. That ain't going to work. It ain't going to work, man. It's not. It's not happening. And if I'm the Commanders, I'm saying the same thing.
Jalen Hurts, go beat us.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Saying the same thing. Because that's how you have to win in the league. That's why the Josh Allens, and then also in the regular season, which I don't think Lamar, I think it was more, again, the offensive coordinator. You got to run the football. Derrick Henry started to get cranked up. But I'm going to tell you this. Just kind of like you saw with a little bit of Ohio State and stuff, these offensive coordinators just can't do it. They can't.
They're just can't help themselves, can they?
Nope. They're on the edge of their seat.
Watch. Here we go.
Watch this.
I got this.
Hey, I got. Watch this play. They're.
They'll never see it coming.
They are the ice. I call it the ice cream type of mentality. They just want instant gratification. Mm. I want a steak. I want to have a slow process with it. And so, according to Mel Kiper, back to your Colts, he's going to get Tyler Warren. That's a problem.
I don't hate that one bit.
That's a problem. Mm. He is a problem.
He is very good.
But they won't throw it to him anyway.
Well, he can take over at quarterback for Anthony Richardson.
I mean, he's 6'6", 260, and can run. He's a good prospect. So, I mean, the draft is just it's a unique thing, man. And it's I'm happy for all these guys. You're going to miss them. Puts a lot of pressure on some of the guys like Elijah Judy and guys like that got to step up. Keona Davis and everybody like that mm-hmm. Were able to go in or went in the portal and came back very, quickly.
Hey, football fans, BetMGM is giving you the chance to win up to $250,000 in bonus bets. It's all part of BetMGM's longest touchdown jackpot, where you'll be able to split the grand prize with anyone else who bet on the longest touchdown of the week. Log into your BetMGM account today and opt into the promo. Then, place an anytime touchdown wager of $10 or more on the player of your choice up to one player per game. If your player scores the longest touchdown of the week, you'll win a share of the $250,000. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. terms. 21 plus only. This U.S. promotional offer is not available in Mississippi, New York, Nevada, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. For New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. For Arizona, 1-800-NEXT-STEP. For Massachusetts, 1-800-327-5050. For Iowa, 1-800-BETS-OFF. For Puerto Rico, 1-800-981-0023. Subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are unrestricted bonus dollars that expire in 7 days in partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel.
Men, if you've lost your hair, it doesn't mean you can't find it again. Try Hims Hair Loss Solutions and you'll be joining hundreds of thousands of subscribers who found their hair again. It can be hard for men to deal with hair loss, even though it is common. Luckily, I'm here to provide you with a solution so you don't even have to talk about it. Through Hims, you can restore your hair by accessing their personalized hair loss solutions. Men value many different things about their appearance. But if you're a guy who really cares about your hair and find that it's slowly going away, you might be feeling discouraged when you look in the mirror. And that's where Hims comes in. Check out their personalized hair loss solutions, and you can start seeing your hair grow back in as little as 3 to 6 months. Hims provides you with convenient access to a range of hair loss treatments that work, all from the comfort of your couch. Hims makes treating hair loss simple with doctor-trusted options and clinically proven ingredients, like finasteride and minoxidil that can regrow hair in as little as 3 to 6 months. Choose from personalized chewable, oral, spray, and serum treatments to find what works best for you. The process is simple and 100% online, so there are no uncomfortable doctor visits. Answer a few questions, and a medical provider will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your treatment is sent directly to you for free. No insurance is needed, and one low price covers everything from treatments to ongoing care. Hims has hundreds of thousands of trusted subscribers, and they can help you get your confidence back too with visibly thicker and fuller hair. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for your personalized hair loss treatment options. hims.com/Hail Mary. Results may vary, based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if a prescription is appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information.
This time of year, a good hoodie is absolutely essential. But these days, it's tough to find one that will last through the season. That's why the American Giant Classic Full Zip Hoodie is made to last a lifetime, so you can count on it to bring you comfort and warmth year after year. Slate Magazine called it the greatest hoodie ever made, and from cotton to zipper, it's made right here in the USA. It's crafted with timeless style, heavyweight fleece, a double-lined hood, and reinforced elbow patches, which means this hoodie can withstand any outing or adventure. It'll be your new favorite hoodie, and you can depend on it for years to come. Plus, buying from American Giant means supporting local communities of farmers, manufacturers, and more. This season, snag the hoodie that will bring you comfort for life, the American Giant Classic Full Zip, and save 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com when you use code CLASSIC24 at checkout. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com, code CLASSIC24.
You know, the time is now, man. I mean, I think for, you know, we're talking about two different things. We're talking about guys you lose to the draft. And it doesn't matter if you get drafted or if you have a guy like, say, like Isaac Gifford, that might be like a late round draft choice, but he has great leadership skills. Like, you're not just losing the player, you're losing the person. Mm-hmm. And that's just as important as the tackles and the tackle, like Nash and those guys. The consistency, the ability to know when they ran out on the field, you knew what to expect and we knew what you're going to get. That's what Ohio State had. That's what, you know, Notre Dame had. That's what Nebraska had at times. And so when you have to replace that, that's not an easy order. That's not just getting on the internet and saying, okay, I want this guy out of the portal, and you're kind of speed dating and overpaying, or, you know, paying for him to get here. Now you have to become a Husker, even if you're only here for a season. Mm. And it takes a unique mindset to do that. Now you have to go from being a Husker, now you're a former Husker, to a 49er, excuse me, dang, a Cowboy, a Dolphin, or whatever it is. Like that.
Because you will like get that. Cut if you're not like that.
Because
you don't have time to ease
in. Because if you keep thinking about college, you will be back in college. Mm. But you won't be playing at college.
Enjoy that GA.
You will be training to get the next try out and stuff like that. You have to, it's a different mindset. And sometimes it's hard for guys because the easy thing for athletes to do, and we talk about having, little success to that, to having, long-term success, is you just keep going back to your comfort zone. And it's no different than a guy talking about, I was a 4 or 5-star recruit out of high school. Nobody cares.
And?
Right. Because whoever you're playing against, they ain't worried. Well, we ain't going to hitch. Nobody
Ooh,
cares.
Ooh, scary. Yeah, so, cool, I mean, tough guy.
It's for these guys and also for Nebraska as well, it's a transition from a known product to now we're really actually getting into unknown territories now. This is kind of like a new version of Nebraska right now, even though we have the same coaching staff, right? Because you got to think, okay, it's officially, without saying, it's Dylan Raiola's definitely probably offense and maybe the team. Whether he likes it or not, that's the truth. This is right. But you can't just tell me this is your team. Now you got to deal with everything. Right. Mm-hmm. So now you're out in forefront. Now it's kind of like where Adrian went from. Remember when Adrian came in, was like, you had a couple NFL receivers. You had a really good running back, the best offensive line. And obviously Scott Frost's tenure. And then next year was Heisman talk. It's the same thing. Yeah. Now what has to happen is this. Because the known guys are gone, right? Banks is gone. Nayer's gone. Fedoni's gone. Linemen are gone. The offensive linemen are gone. Your defensive linemen are gone. Tommy Hill's gone. Gifford's gone. Like, you're losing some guys, right? Mm-hmm. Okay, that's fine. Bullock was gone. It's probably if Ty Robinson didn't, really step up that second half of the season, he's your defensive MVP. Mm-hmm. So he's gone. The leadership, the toughness is gone. But those guys have been here through the previous regime and here. So now all those guys are gone. Now this is the new version. Now the new guys have got to show and prove and show some of the qualities that they were able to watch for maybe a year or two, or just let alone for this whole football season, and then make it their way. And this is what's probably created some anxiety, but then also some excitement too, because as much as like if you're sitting on the sidelines, like I'm waiting for my chance. Well, when you get your chance, you got to be ready for it. And then you got to also, make good on it too.
You really do. And I think that that's an important point to bring up, because I think a lot of Husker fans are ready to leave the losing behind. All Husker players should be ready to leave losing behind. But are Ty Robinson and John Bullock the same players they are this last year without having gone through that struggle? You don't know. And that's hard to say. Yeah. But my main point of that isn't just, they needed to go through all that to get to where they were. The point is that they faced a different kind of adversity that their work that they put in, hopefully this team never has to face.
Yeah.
Right. They shouldn't have to face 3-9, 4-8, 5-7, 4-8, that kind of stuff. The hope is that kind of adversity is behind you.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
How does this current team and any future team find the same, if not extra motivation, to make sure that 6-6 feels like 3-9 to them? They're going to work hard enough so that 6-6 is adversity instead of dipping back below.
That's that culture versus like the blueprint is coming from the coaches and administration, but the culture set forth by all the leaders and guys that whether it's the Shavers, Barney, obviously Dylan, Emmett, everybody, it could be Latosky, it could be Gunnar Gatua, all those guys have to make sure that is the known. Mm-hmm. Now, I will tell you, I have a little bit of experience with this and I'll get to it real quick before we go to break is the hopefully the foundation that the guys that I just mentioned that are no longer going to be able to be Huskers are moving on to better things, hopefully, or, bigger and better things, laid a foundation that's actually, part of something bigger and respected and then obviously taken to another level. My experience is this, going through that grind, first of all, I would never want to do this again, but getting traded to Houston, being on that defense and going through that grind and then literally holding that franchise together in that defensive meeting room for 3.5-4 years, we didn't see the payoff. Mm-hmm. But I'm going to tell you one thing was Coach Joe was our special teams coach and, was able to stay on after Dom. And even when Gary Kubiak was there, then obviously Bill O'Brien, it was embedded in that franchise from the owner. Now, which would probably be Troy Dannon or, and obviously, on down that these are the guys that are making it easier for you right now. Mm. And the best thing was the bridge was Andre Johnson. because he also knew it too.
Yeah.
And then D'Amico. So then therefore, you know, it's still a family. It's not, you know, where we were, you know, so that's where I think those guys could really in the future, you know, obviously be part of something. Now it's up to the players that are on the team now to take it to another level. You got a little bit of taste. I remember we missed the playoffs by 2 games. So we went from nothing to a little bit of something to right on the brink. And then the GM wanted to save his job, so he blew up the defense and goes to the offense. And then they start. Then that gave him a, like, kind of a bridge year. And then one. Then Gary Kubiak then took it to a whole nother level. But that was the hardest thing, man. I mean, where you see it, and it's almost like you're chasing it, didn't get to, you know, get to fruition. But when we have our alumni weekends and stuff, it's definitely, you know, all for one and part of the process. So that's what they can do, and that's what they should do. And but it's up to the young guys that have been, you know, wanting more and wanting to go out there and compete on a high level. They got to take advantage of it. So we're going to take advantage of this break, come back, and we'll give some tips on what we want from the Huskers tonight going against USC at 8 o'clock. So Jay Foreman, Austin Orman, we'll be right back.
Hey, football fans. BetMGM is giving you the chance to win up to $250,000 in bonus bets. It's all part of BetMGM's longest touchdown jackpot, where you'll be able to split the grand prize with anyone else who bet on the longest touchdown of the week. Log into your BetMGM account today and opt into the promo. Then, place an anytime touchdown wager of $10 or more on the player of your choice up to one player per game. If your player scores the longest touchdown of the week, you'll win a share of the $250,000. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 plus only. This U.S. promotional offer is not available in Mississippi, New York, Nevada, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. For New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. For Arizona, 1-800-NEXT-STEP. For Massachusetts, 1-800-327-5050. For Iowa, 1-800-BETS-OFF. For Puerto Rico, 1-800-981-0023. Subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are unrestricted bonus dollars that expire in 7 days. In partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel.
The NFL playoffs are better with FanDuel, because right now new customers can bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. FanDuel, an official sportsbook partner of the NFL. 21 plus and present in select states. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets which expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.